the barbarians, when people met with scary ends, by bear bite or by battle axe, it was super violent to the max. There lived a little Viking boy. He was his father's pride and joy. His mother died in childbirth, and where her blood fell on the earth, there grew a tree with thorns as strong as boar's teeth, and tiny flowers with petals pink as boar's meat. And the sages foretold a certain grisly destiny to the one who should ever harm the tree. You know the dad, he was mighty sad, oh, but he knew that something bad was being foreshadowed. So he packed up his newborn kid, said, "We're getting out of here," and then that's what they did. He wandered wastelands day and night, axe in left hand, kid in right, over desolate and frozen fjords, till Loki said, "I'm getting bored." He went to Earth to fight the lonely Viking. The dad fell down, but he was only psyching. He played dead, and then when Loki wasn't ready, he slashed out with his axe and blood rained down like red confetti. Well, Loki said, "You got me bad. I never thought I could get beaten by a single dad, but I'm a good sport, and I'll grant you this. Yes, I'm gonna grant you your most precious wish." Dad knew it was a toughie he was being asked. He thought of wishing for new bearskins or a bigger axe. He thought of wishing for riches or enemies lying in the ditches. He even thought about the classic wish for a thousand wishes. Then he looked into the eyes of his mini Viking son, said, "I know this wish is kinda weak, but I think that it's the one. We've been wandering for ages and we're frozen to the bone. It's time we found a new place to call home." Well, Loki laughed and said, "Okay, there's some houses there around the bay. If you can fight their 20 strongest men, I think for sure they'll let you in." Dad gave Loki a scowl and a frown, picked up his kid from off of the ground, and he set out around the bay. And when he got to the gates, he shouted up, "Hey, hello, you good people of this peaceful looking village. I'm not here to burn or burgle, I'm not here to rape or pillage. Just a lonely single father with a little Viking toddler. I could fight all y'all with one hand, but why go to all the bother?" Well, many years went by the way they do. The dad grew older and the kid did too. One day dad said, "Son, I think I'm deathly ill. You better put me on that burning boat, you know the drill." The kid was bummed out, but who wouldn't be? He lit the fire and sent his dad up to his destiny. His friends all told him to get on with life. The best thing to do was to go take a wife. So he went out a raid and met a beautiful maid and told her, "Trust me, it's true love, though it seems like enslavement." Although privately she disagreed, she had no choice but to be his bride-to-be. She came back to his Viking lair, said, "Excuse me while I fix my hair." And once inside the Viking Salde Bay, she put a curse upon her husband's name. Then she came out, said, "This just won't do. This place needs paint and renovations too. I must have the finest house in town. After all, you burned my old one down." He was all, "Baby, don't worry," and he set off in a hurry. Said, "With the sun as my judge and the stars as my jury, I won't stop till I've got the finest things to be got. My arms are strong, I can carry a lot." wandered wastelands day and night, till at last a village it came in sight. There were no people to be found, so we stole the nicest stuff around. He felt the Viking word for cool, with his arms full of furs and fine jewels. But just as he was heading home, he felt a chill run through his bones. He turned and saw a thorny tree, with flowers pink as boar's meat. He dropped his furs and jewels and said, "My wife must have these flowers for our wedding bed." But oh, it all went so wrong, I know you knew all along. It was the same tree I mentioned at the start of the song. When he picked a single flower, he unleashed an evil power. Its petals turned bloody and its fragrance turned sour. He was young, but he could tell that this wouldn't end well. So like a brave little Viking, he didn't cry or yell. He said, "It's ashes to ashes, and it's dust to dust. And if I must go, I must, it's Valhalla or bust." With a crack and a crash, he was gone in a flash, and all that was left was a